From 2 Corinthians and Matthew, Paul requests forgiveness of the church in Corinth because of a misunderstanding of a letter he wrote. Paul wants the church in Corinth to hear his words as people of the cross and forgiveness. Paul had intended to visit the church and was unable, so he wrote a letter that incriminated one of the members who treated him poorly, and the church was not kind to that person. Paul writes this letter to correct the mistake caused by his earlier letter, one in which we are not privy. Paul asks the people to forgive that person and goes on to explain the importance of forgiveness. It is because we are people of God, followers of Jesus Christ, that we are able to forgive and to give freely of ourselves and our resources. Paul lets the people know that in our ability to forgive, we then find peace and love the way Jesus had given. It is in our lack of forgiveness that Satan sees an opening to break in and take over the relationship by separating us and discouraging us. Evil looks for opportunities to break up families and friendships, churches and communities, whenever possible. It happened in Corinth, and it happens to us today. When we shut down our feelings and stop forgiving others, relationships break. When communities stop working together and only look for problems in others, communities fall apart. When churches and families won't forgive each other, people leave and relationships end. Paul is trying to teach us to forgive the way we have been forgiven, to forgive the way Jesus has forgiven us. We do not deserve the forgiving love of God. God comes to us anyway and becomes part of us and shows us how to love in Jesus Christ. God is with us, Emmanuel, loving us, forgiving us, and feeding us. As Jesus goes to the cross, he takes all our guilt with him, and then he says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Jesus takes all that we have done to the grave and tells us to love one another. It is so easy to hold grudges and to tear each other down. It's not always easy to forgive someone for something they have done that was hurtful. Jesus tells us to do to others what Jesus first did for us. Love one another. In forgiveness, we show the love of God in the most wonderful way. It is because God loved all creation that he opens the gate of forgiveness and salvation to all the world. God comes to us in Jesus Christ because we need God to show us how to forgive and to love and to build relationships. It is in forgiveness that love grows. Paul tells the church to include the ones that need forgiveness because we are all in need of forgiveness for something. Paul tells us to forgive not only others, but to forgive ourselves and know that we are not alone. Receive the consolation of God in our suffering so we too can console others in their suffering, and forgive one another so that we can have life filled with the love of the God who opened the gate of salvation in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. God of salvation and forgiveness, you give us hope in a salvation we do not deserve. You love us when we are not lovable. You forgive us when we do not offer forgiveness to others. Teach us again to forgive and encourage others who suffer loss and rejection. You open the gate of Jesus Christ to all. Amen.